And now we don't know what's going to happen with the former President Donald Trump today. A lot of conversation about whether or not he's going to be indicted by the Manhattan District Attorney on they call it weak charges, being polite to weak charges. And so we'll keep an eye. But the former president came out late last night on Truth Social and told the world what he thought about all of that. It is, bite number 14 with Donald Trump. Bite 14. Listen to this.
These four horrible radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. It's gone on forever with Russia, 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 and Ukraine, 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 and the Mueller hoax. It's an absolute disgrace what's going on. They even spied on my campaign. And remember this, with all of the work that they did on Mueller, no collusion. That's what the answer was all no collusion. Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, they're all sick, and it's fake news. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them, and they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it. We won twice, and now we've got to win a third time. They know that we can defeat them. They know that we will defeat them. But they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way. Thank you very much.
There you have it. Those are the comments from the former president last night on his own Truth Social. I don't think it helps the Democrats to do this. I think it's insane, actually. I think that they will not be pleased with the outcome if they do this. I believe they will realize that it will make him some people said, it just makes him, it'll make him stronger. It will make him stronger. Like arresting Tupac, right? Arrest Tupac, he gets more popular. Yeah. So that's what's happening today. That's what's on tap for today. You know, I asked Alan Dershowitz. I don't think I have time for that, though. Maybe I do. Let's go to bite number 10 about JFK being welcomed or rejected from the Democrat Party today. I talked to him about this yesterday. Bite number 10 with Alan Dershowitz. Go. But if you go back and listen to John Kennedy's inaugural speech, yep, January 20th, 1961, and you talk about the privilege that we have to defend liberty, to defend freedom in this country, paraphrasing a little bit, but he was very clear about the privilege that we have to defend America and liberty and freedom around the globe. I don't even know if he'd be welcomed into today's Democrat Party at all.
I think you're right. I think Ted Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, they would be regarded as pariahs because they were genuine civil libertarians and liberals who defended the rights of everybody. Today, it's free speech for me, but not for thee. Due process for me, but not for thee. More and more people are saying, why do we need trials? We know who's guilty. Let's just put him in jail. We're moving closer and closer to Cuba and Venezuela and the former Soviet Union. And it's coming from the left, which is what's so surprising. Not from the center left, but from the hard left, from the woke left, from the progressive left, from the people, the law students at Stanford who wouldn't allow a judge who they disagree with to speak, right. They silenced him. They shut him down. If I tried to speak today at Stanford, at Yale, at Harvard Law School, where I taught 50 years, I think they would be efforts to try to silence me, even though I'm a liberal Democrat. The intolerance is amazing.
Is the new Democrat Party more of the Green Party of Europe from, 5 or 8 years ago? That's the way it doesn't seem like a Democrat Party to me anymore. And I want to ask you something else here as an aside to all of this. We see all of the money flowing into the Biden family now. And I understand that you're a Democrat, a liberal, a civil libertarian. But as you look at what's happening and these flags were raised about $3 million here and $1 million there, and all of a sudden it's go after Donald Trump. I mean, there are real possible crimes that were committed by Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, maybe as high as the president himself. These are real issues that have been brought to light because we have literally the receipts. Is that part of what's happening here? Don't look at Joe Biden. Let's go after Donald Trump and make as much noise as possible to distract as many people as possible.
Look, I don't want to see the criminal justice system weaponized against anybody or anybody targeted. The evidence has to be the determining factor. There should be investigations of every allegation of serious misconduct, and let's see where the evidence leads. But I don't want to see criminal justice become a partisan weapon in an election, either by Democrats or by Republicans. I want to see justice blindly administered without regard to party or person. That's what the Bible says. That's what the First Amendment says. That's what the rule of law says. And that's what I want to see America return to. But we're not there. We're very far away from that now.
Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz, I interviewed him yesterday afternoon on America's Voice Live. You can catch me on America's Voice Live every day between 2 and 4 on America's Voice Network. Yep. Every day you can find me there, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday. But Alan Dershowitz just landed on yesterday. We did about 14 minutes, nice, long, meaty interview, the kind of thing you like to get into with somebody who knows what they're talking about, understands the legal challenges and everything. Everything. Anyhow, we'll have some final thoughts on this program this day as we wait for the decision by the Manhattan DA after this.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.